I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. There's an abundance of Bible translation training and resources available for spoken languages. For sign language Bible translation, however,
there are a lot of challenges that are facing that movement.
Speaking with MNN through an interpreter, Stuart Thiessen, one of only a few deaf translation consultants in the world, explains why Deaf Bible Society launched an Institute for Sign Language Engagement and Training.
By training translation consultants and also deaf Bible translators in linguistics and in Hebrew and Greek, they'll be able to understand more fully the original source languages of the Bible.
The Institute, also known as ISLET, also does research and helps develop resources. Visit missionnews.org to learn more. And ministry in the Middle East isn't always casualty-free. George, an Arab Christian living in Jordan, is associated with the Program for Theological Education by extension.
Some people from the West try to save us, but this has two problems. The first one is really the one who works in the hearts is God himself.
People trying to help in the Middle East can actually make challenges worse by coming to save, not serve. Instead, George says believers should come with a servant's heart and look for ways to support the local church.
They need to make sure that they come remembering that as Jesus left everything, we at least need to make our work and ministry centered around Jesus himself.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on social media and on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. You'll also find details on One Way's PrayerCast outreach. I'm Dodd Morris.